the Knack there with My Sharona, big hit about, 20 years ago or so. What are the Knack up to these days? Let's find out. Hello, Doug Feiger.
How you doing, man?
Fabulous. And yourself?
I'm doing great.
If I recall, the Knack are back together with a new CD called Zoom.
That's absolutely true. And a new drummer, Terry Bozzio.
I've heard of him. He played with Frank Zappa and his wife, what was her name?
Dale.
Dale Bozzio in the Missing Persons Band.
That's right. And he used to play with Jeff Beck as well.
That guy's been around.
Yeah.
So now that you have a big progressive drummer, is the Knack going to become one of those progressive art bands like Yes and Emerson, Lake and Palmer?
Well, I hope not.
I hope not, too. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, and if you'd like to call in and talk to a real-life rock star, the guy who wrote and sang the song My Sharona and a whole scat of others, give us a call at 961-8900. That's 961-8900. I'm Chris.
And I'm Rob.
And how you doing tonight, Doug Feiger? You're getting ready to go on tour with the Knack again, aren't you?
Yes, we're going out on the 19th of August, and we'll be all over the country. Actually, we're not coming to Cincinnati, but we'll be coming to Cleveland on the 30th of August. We're at the Agora in Cleveland, so that's probably the closest to you that we'll be.
Well, be careful with those lit cigarettes near Lake Erie, all right?
Okay.
That thing has been known to catch fire from time to time.
Burn on Big River.
So, you know, before any of the callers call in and ask, well, let's let them call in and ask anyway. Hello, Craig, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey, hello. Craig.
Hey, just who the heck is Sharona? She was my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then you had to kill her, right?
No, she's actually now one of the most successful real estate agents in Southern California.
You know, I was going to say.
Did I read about her recently in something?
Yeah, in Entertainment Weekly. She's actually Leonardo DiCaprio's real estate agent.
You know, wow. I think I was at the hairdresser or something like that, and I think I may have read that. That rings
a bell.
It's
the truth. And she's a great girl, and we're really good friends, and I love her dearly.
Craig, what part of town are you calling from where you go visit a hairdresser with any degree of regularity?
Believe it or not, Chris, I live in Northside, and there's a great hairdresser down the street. Not that I'm the hairdresser type, but I go to a girl up in Delhi. But, you know, they got those magazines laying around when you're waiting to get a haircut.
They got the best hair in Delhi. Thanks for your call, Craig.
Oh, I had one other question.
What's that?
Hey, did you ever get a chance to check out Dale Bozzio when she was in Playboy, I think, was it not?
I actually missed that one.
Have you ever met her?
I have met her, yes. Terry and her got divorced 10 years ago, though.
Oh, that was quick.
So,
she never showed up at the studio with a plastic bra on.
Well, you know,
she used to, yes.
They can't maintain a nice relationship like you do with Sharona.
Well, actually, me and Sharona broke up years ago.
But it appears that you're on good terms.
So. We are. We're very good friends.
Well, it's a shame that Terry and Dale aren't, you know?
I don't think so, but... You know, Terry's remarried. He married a beautiful girl named Evie, and they're very happy. They have a lovely son named Raynan.
I take it this time he's smart enough not to form a band with his wife?
Probably not.
It only worked for Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Doug, and Chris and Rob for taking my call.
Thanks a lot.
Well, Doug, speaking of hair, back in the day, you had kind of normal, kind of straight, white dude, new wave hair, but everybody else in the band, the Knack, had the serious, major white guy afro. What was going on with that, and why didn't you get a fro?
I think it's natural, you know. All the guys in the band actually had curly hair except for me. Their hair actually has straightened out, though, over the years, and I still have white guy straight hair. You know, I'm just happy I still have all of my hair.
Now you got Terry Bozzio, and he's got like heavy metal rocker long hair.
He's got long hair, but actually he told me just recently that he cut it off. I haven't seen him in a little while because he lives down in Austin. But he said he cut it off. He cut it pretty short. So I'm waiting to see what he looks like when I see him next.
So what's it going to be like to go out on the road with the Knack? 20 years ago, you were selling out Budokan. You were going crazy. Your records were going... what, quadruple or pentuple platinum? Now you're going to be playing the Agora, a nice, albeit smaller hall than you were used to 20 years ago. What's that going to be like?
Well, you know, we've done, over the years, we've toured many times, and we've done everything between small clubs when we first started and huge arenas and everything in between. We're playing, you know, the sort of House of Blues, 1,500-seat, 1,000-seat places now. And I'm fine with it. You know, I just love playing for an audience. I love being able to to make a living being a rock musician, and you know, I have as much fun as I can to do it.
Like a lot of other bands from the time period, the early new wave, late 70s, early 80s, a lot of those bands like Cheap Trick have big cult followings overseas like Japan and Europe and haven't sold as steadily over the years as Led Zeppelin has. Does the Knack have a big cult following in Switzerland or any place like that, Malaysia?
Well, we do really well in Japan, and we do well in Australia and Canada. Actually, Canada, we have a big cult following.
Really? Yeah. I guess the Canadians like quirky pop music.
I think so. But, you know, we were very successful all over, and we still are. You know, we still sell a lot of records and from our old stuff, so we're just happy to have fans everywhere.
What is it about those Japanese audiences? I mean, whether you're Cheap Trick or some kind of avant-garde squawking saxophones and running your silverware across guitar strings, the Japanese seem to like it all.
Well, you know, they do. I think they're just starved for music over there. I'm not sure, but they're a good audience. They're very reserved, though. You know, they're very reserved. They're not very demonstrative. Every once in a while, a girl will jump up and scream, but then they sit right back down. They're very polite.
Just like a Cheap Trick of Budokan, right?
Well, you know, the thing about that is I've never heard Japanese audiences scream like that, so I was always suspect that those screams came from somewhere else other than Japan.
No, well, we'll have to get Robin Zander on the phone sometime and ask him about that.
All right.
Doug Feiger, lead singer and principal songwriter of The Knack, is on the phone lines if you want to call in. The number's 961-8900. The new CD is called Zoom. Why Zoom?
Oh, it's a good sound, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
You like saying it.
Sit around and go Zoom all day.
There
zoom,
you go.
Zoom, Zoom.
That's it.
Well, let's play a song from Zoom. The single is going to be called Can I Borrow a Kiss? Is this something dirty?
No, actually, it's a true story.
Is it really?
Yes. When I was 14 years old, I went out to San Francisco to visit a friend. And it was 1968, and we spent the summer hitchhiking around San Francisco and going to Bean's and Love-In's. And some girl walked up to me at one of them and said, "Can I borrow a kiss?" It's a absolutely true story. And all these many years later, I wrote a song about it.
Did you give her one?
I did, and spent the whole day with her, and it was very wonderful.
Did she pay you back with interest?
She did.
Yeah. Right on.
Can I borrow a Hummer?
Not quite.
We'll be right back.
Not that good.
We'll be right back. The Knack on the Chris and Rob Show.
Borrow.
Can I Borrow a Kiss? The new song from The Knack. The new CD is called Zoom. It's available on Rhino Records and at a local record store near you. If it's not there, ask for it by name. Zoom by The Knack. You like saying Zoom, Doug Feiger?
I do. Zoom.
We're joined by Doug Feiger of The Knack on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. So give us a call if you'd like to talk to a real live rock star. The phone number here is 961-8900. And if you ask nicely, I'm sure you have lots of road stories about crazy antics while in hotel rooms and traveling from town to town. You ever throw a TV out of a hotel window?
I never did that, but I used to like pouring water down the back of them and see them blow up.
Yeah, and they make pretty colors when they do that.
They do.
That's what Glenn Frey used to say.
It's true.
Doug Feiger of The Knack, you have a famous brother, and a lot of people don't know it, and he's not far from here. He's in Detroit, Michigan, and he's Jack Kevorkian's attorney.
Well, now he's running for governor. He's no longer Jack Kevorkian's attorney.
That's exactly right.
He's running for governor of Michigan.
And today is the primary there, and I think he'll be the, he's going to get nominated the Democratic candidate.
His name's Jeffrey, right?
Yes, his
Jeffrey
name's Jeffrey
Feiger.
Well, at about 250 miles from Detroit, I don't know if our signal's going to be able to throw into the Michigan state, but if any travelers are out there from Michigan, vote for Jeffrey Feiger. He's Doug Feiger's brother, and his brother's a rock and roller, so he's got to be kind of cool.
I call him Kingfish.
Why is that?
Well, you know, Huey Long, Kingfish, governor, you know.
Well, some people think he's nuts. I mean, a lot of people in Michigan think he's just nuts.
Far from wrong.
Well, I mean, he's your brother, so you probably have to agree with him to a certain extent, but how do you feel about that whole right to die issue?
And I agree with that.
Any songs about it on the new record?
No, there's no songs about it, actually.
Hook me up to the death machine.
I mean, to get a little serious, I don't want the government telling me what I can't do with my body. It's pretty stupid, you know. But I haven't written a song about it yet.
Well, if Jerry Brown had Linda Ronstadt, Jeff might need his brother to write him a song pretty soon. You got me?
You got it.
And when you get that song together, give me a call. We'll debut it right here on the mighty WAIF in Cincinnati.
I would love to.
Can your new stuff be reviewed in the mainstream mags? Will they actually talk about the new record Zoom, or will they just go, hey, The Knack, from my Sharona fame, and spend half the article talking about what happened in 78?
Well, I think a lot of people are pretty stuck in time, but we tend to be getting good reviews on this album, which is sort of surprising me. Not that I don't think it's a great album, it's just that we've never been very popular with the critics, And this album seems to be being very, very well received by critics. So it's great. I mean, it feels really good. But I think you're right. You know, people like to talk about what they're familiar with.
Who are some of the young bands that you like to listen to? And the Beatles aren't young anymore.
No, that's true. They're not. I don't listen to a lot of new music, to be really honest. There's some local bands here in Los Angeles that are really good. The Andersons, as you know. Spanish Kitchen, who are really good friends of mine and who I think are tremendous. There's a band called Baby Lemonade. There are a couple of other local bands here. But there's not much national. I love Hanson. Speaking of young bands, I think they're great.
Hanson, you mean Bop?
Oh, yeah.
They were just in town last night, I think.
They make great records, and they sing great, and they play great, and, you know, that's pop music. I really dig them.
Do you think they're cute?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that.
What about the Spice Girls?
Adorable.
What about the Spice Girls?
I've never really... I heard the one song, and that's a good pop song, I guess.
We're going to take a call if you want to talk to a real live rock star. Doug Feiger. Somebody gone?
If you need help... Hang up.
If you need help.
That's your question, if you need help.
If you want to talk to Doug Feiger, we just had Carrie on hold a minute ago until she bailed. 961-8900 is the phone number.
Who are the other members of the Knack? You're the guy who's the singer and you get your face in the magazines, but who are the other guys in the band? And I think you've been through a few drummers.
Well, Terry Bozzio is our new drummer, and Bert Navarre is the lead guitar player, and he co-writes some of the songs with me. And Prescott Niles is our lovely, talented bass player.
Is that his real name, Prescott Niles?
Well, I'm not telling.
Okay.
Besides the fun pop songs that you're known for writing and sometimes the deliciously perverted sense of humor, you have great middle eights in your songs. Some of them have even been ripped off, and you hear them as the main theme in other songs. The middle eight of My Sharona I've heard before. Here Comes the Night. I forget who did that. It was in a movie. But do you write the middle eights in your songs?
I do a lot of them, yes.
Most of them could be their own songs.
Sometimes. Well, that's what a good pop song, I think, is. A good pop song has more than one hook. And, you know, I learned from the masters. And to me, Smokey Robinson was the real master of that. He would have hook after hook after hook. And, of course, you know, Brian Wilson and Lennon and McCartney and Ray Davies, they all did that. And, you know, going back to the early days of writing, you know, rock and roll writing, Carole King and Jerry Goffin and Man and Wile and...
Don't forget Burt Bacharach.
Burt Bacharach and Hal David, you know, there you go. So, that, you know, that's who I... You know, I'm definitely old school, you know, and to me the craft of songwriting is the most important thing. It's the thing that I think people have forgotten about. Without a great song, it doesn't matter what you look like. If you don't have a great song, it don't matter.
But according to your new record, Zoom, pop is dead, and I'm sure you're referring to pop music.
Well, actually, that's it's an ironic statement. I don't believe it's dead. Well, but as Frank Zappa said, it's not dead, it just smells that way.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about one of your old songs.
All
and
right?
Good Girls Don't. You say, till she's sitting on your face, and
yes.
It hurts. What was that, and it hurts? What's that mean? Why is it hurt?
Maybe she's crushing her skull.
Until she does.
Ah.
See, that's the whole point.
So it doesn't hurt when she's actually sitting there, but
no.
Before then it hurts.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Rob, what in the world made you think of that?
I've always wondered because
yeah,
I'm
you've
like,
been wondering, that's
hurt?
Been keeping you up at
why
night, right?
Why does it hurt? I don't care. Maybe I'm doing something wrong because it doesn't hurt.
You're saying you never had a fat girl sit on your face?
Well, I've never had. I'm sorry.
Okay,
I'm right. I don't live hang out in Norwood enough. Hey, you said in like this greatest hits thing, the Knack started out as an art project. What's that
right.
mean? What's that all about?
Well, it started out as an idea, and as I think all art does. I don't want to get too hoity-toity, but we had a concept, and we still do. You know, it's not that we're an art rock band. We're certainly a rock band, and we employ the idea of spontaneity and fresh truth, but there's an idea behind what we do, and as I believe all good art should have. You know, it's not just throw up some sounds or some paint on a wall, and you know, the Knack is an idea that's crafted into a sound.
Ooh.
Does that make any sense?
Yeah, sort of. So is it still an art project?
Well, you know, yes it is. Yes it is. You know, I that's all I ever wanted to be was a working artist. And because of that, you know, I get to work in the Knack and make a living doing it. And I feel blessed and I feel it's a privilege. And also I feel a great responsibility to the audience as well. Because it's about entertaining them.
When you play out, do you get some of the kids come out, some of the 14 to 15-year-olds, or is it all people my age and Chris's age who remember you from the first time around?
No, we get an audience that's incredibly diverse.
So we can cruise for chicks at your concert?
Yes, I do.
No.
Because Sharona ain't tagging along anymore.
No, she's not.
All right, Doug Feiger from the Knack, you'll be in Cleveland when?
We'll be in Cleveland on the 30th of August at the Agoura Theater.
Are you going to
trip time?
Are you going to do My Sharona and
yes.
The Good Girls Don't, or are you going to
yes.
be like Madonna and say you can't possibly do the old stuff?
Oh no! We play the hits. We play a lot of new stuff. We play some surprises. You know, people who come to our shows never walk away feeling that they didn't get their money's worth. They always walk away going, yeah.
The new CD by The Knack is called Zoom, and after you hear it, you're going to say, yeah. And then you're going to say Zoom a lot, because Zoom is fun to say. Here's another song from the new record. Thanks for talking to us tonight, Doug Feiger.
Thanks, Chris and Rob.
Here's hoping that your brother wins the big election and becomes the kingpin of Michigan.
King Fisher.
Yeah.
King Fisher.
Song is called Pop is Dead. It's from Zoom by The Knack. Chris and Rob, a late night talk show. That's Rob rattling the microphone over there. That's the phone Wendy. Number is 749-1444. And here's Rob with that phone number once again.
When are they coming to Cleveland?
I think you said the 30th.
30th of which month?
Of this month? That would be August.
What day is it? Well, that was a calendar. We used to have a calendar behind us. We don't have a calendar anymore.
We're going to go find a calendar. Put your calls through if you want to talk to the Chris and Rob late night talk show at 749-1444.
Talking about vermin later on.
Vermin?
Mm-hmm.
We're not talking about vermin.
No, here we are.
Not on this show.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Hold on.
She's your adolescent brain. Schoolboy stuff. A sticky sweet romance. You wanna scream, wishing you could get inside her pants. So you bend your sides away while you're squeezing her. You thought you heard her say, good girls don't talk about the teachers that you meet. And she says she's all alone, and her parents won't be coming home too late.
Chris and Rob, a late night talk show where the phone number is 749-1444. Lines are open. Call now.
You know, whenever you're turning on the TV and you're watching TV and you're trying to eat dinner and they cut to Sally Struthers or somebody who's over in some godforsaken third world country and she's begging you for money because she needs to feed those poor, starving, hungry children who are living in horrible, filthy conditions. They don't have enough to eat. And disease is rampant, and the children are playing on filth and dung heaps. One thing they always mention is the fact that these kids, these people, these children of God are living with rats.
What?
Because rats are like the most filthy, disgusting, horrible, disease-carrying, bubonic, plague-infested creatures that the good Lord ever invented.
I got you.
And I recently went to a friend's house who has a big, giant rat cage set up in his kitchen. Looks like it could catch a damn alligator. This thing, it looked, you know what it looked like? It looked like my girlfriend who has this big, giant St. Bernard. She has a carrying cage for it so she can put the big, giant thing in the van. And the trap, the friend, it's supposed to be a rat, is as big as that. I'm saying, what the hell you got? You got a stray St. Bernard running around in the baseboards of your house? Look how big that cage is. He says, no, it's just a rat.
It looked like a rat.
If anybody knows how to get rid of a rat, I guess it's a big brown sucker. 749-1444, 749-1444. It's probably one of those smoking rats from the UC Medical School. They had the rat smoking cigarettes. They had the rat taking drugs. They had the rat doing cocaine. They
Is
had
that
the,
true?
They had the rat doing creatine and steroids. So it's some kind of pumped up, juiced up super rat.
Viagra.
Caught the shuttle to Norwood. Got off in this friend's apartment of mine. And then he's listening to the guy's Cheap Trick records when my friend's at the China Buffet. I don't know what's going on. I know this guy needs help because I read this book called The Plague. by Camus, and people are walking around, and there's dead rats all over the place, and the people are dying. They're dropping like flies. They're dying like rats, and we need to get rid of this rat. Now, my friend, believe it or not, is one of these kind-hearted guys. He's one of these city boys that doesn't like to kill. He's one of these, oh, he can't kill the little rats. So he's got one of these live cages. He wants to catch this rat live.
They call it a have a heart.
He wants to, he has a heart. So he wants to catch this rat, this vermin, this big giant buck-tooth fanged creature alive, and then he's going to release it back into its natural rat world. Where do rats live, I'm asking this guy? Where is the natural rat environment? You want to take it out to the woods? That's not where rats live. Rats live in a city. The rat is at home.
I was going to take it down to the Ohio River.
That's not where rats live.
Yeah, they're called river rats.
They got big river
rats down by the river. They're as big as monkeys. And I don't mean those little chimpanzees either, but like those big orangutans. These guys are huge down at the river. They're huge, and they got big claws and big fangs, and their fangs are dripping with saliva and poison, and they're just gross. They're just big, mean, vermin animals.
And White Castle juice and onion, stray onion chips.
Actually,
that's what your rat's dripping, is stray onion chips.
What, because he's been living in the WC?
He's been living in your house! He's been eating the onion chips underneath your refrigerator for the last month. You've been in California. This guy's been having a sack of castles with the complete. I'll take two castles. I'll take some onion chips and make sure you roll them around underneath the refrigerator first.
I've been out of town for a couple of weeks, and I come back into the Queen City, back into my apartment. First thing I want to do is catch a nap. So I take a 15-hour nap when I get back from my long trip. I wake up and I find out that while I was gone, Grandma sublet part of the apartment to a rodent. And it's time to get rid of the little beast. So we got this trap. They make these traps specifically for possums and squirrels. Like if you got a farm or a garden or something and you want to get rid of a possum or a squirrel, you set these traps up. So you can put a whole possum in this damn thing.
Why would anybody want to get rid of a possum?
Because possums are vermin too.
Possums are not vermin.
They're bigger versions of vermin.
Dude, if you have a possum on your property, if you can prove that you have a possum on your property, you can sell that piece of real estate for up to 5% extra. If you can say, view of possum, 2-bedroom, 3 full baths, whatever you got, basketball court, good schools, nice sidewalks, view of possum, it goes up 5%.
I'm just saying. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. The phone number is 749-1444. Hello, Troy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's on your mind tonight, Troy?
Well, first of all, as a concerned citizen of Norwood, you did not alert me to this vermin problem that you have.
Well, I'm not saying it's going around all of Norwood. It's just going around my particular block.
Well, Troy, if you live in Norwood, you're lucky because it's obvious all the rats are hanging out at Chris's place.
Okay.
He's like got the flop house. Chris's rat's like the one rat that has a job.
Well, I have a problem for your... or a solution to your problem.
You know how to get rid of a rat?
Well, I think you should try to domesticate him.
No.
Yeah, then he could get him, like, doing chores and shit around the house.
I think that's what his grandma's trying with Chris.
Well, the thing is, with these city rats, these city rats are mean. I mean, they're bred to be mean. They're city rats. They ain't nice little country rats. The rats that you get at the pet store, so there are some weird people that actually have rats as pets.
Well,
those are nice.
I remember, like, this one guy in Bowling Green, like, Hardcore Scott, like we used to call him. I think, like, Paul Perry knew him because he worked up at Groovy Records, you know? They had a bunch of rats, and they kept them in, like, a TV set that they put chicken, like they kicked the screen out because they were so hardcore like that. And then they put, like, chicken wire in there, and they kept their rats in, like, this big old console TV. And then they made tubes and, like, bridges out of popsicle sticks, and their whole house was just, like, this rat-tarium.
Boy, you really don't have much to do in Bowling Green. If you're building a rat-tarium, you really need a little... something extra to do.
I didn't do this. These were just people that I knew. But then again, those were country rats.
So how do you get rid of a rat in the city?
I don't know. Now, we had a little mouse problem, me and my old roommate, Curtis, and he just took the butt end of a wine bottle and smashed this mouse right on the head.
Well, if I get close enough to the rat, I'll do that. Thanks, Troy.
All right.
Bye. 749-1444 is the phone number.
Are you familiar with the Ratapult?
No, what's a Ratapult?
This was a big controversial rat-catching device that came out a couple years ago. What would happen is a rat comes out, It triggers a device, and instead of a steel bar slamming across its little rat neck, the rat is launched. It's catapulted. The rat is thrown into a waiting bucket like 15 feet away. The idea is to have a bucket or a box or a cage large enough so the rat can't get out. And then you have the rat caught and you can take it out, and it's like a lie. It's a version of your have a heart thing. But some people thought it was cruel because the rat had to go flying through the air. I thought that would just make it a little more exciting. You walk into the kitchen, you walk into the warehouse, wherever you have the rat a pulp, boom! You see a rat go flying by, super rat. He lands into the pickle bucket and you take him out in the woods.
I don't have a problem with that. That's not inhumane.
I don't think it's inhumane either.
It'd be inhumane if you were doing it to like a cute little monkey or a puppy dog or something.
So you're a rat. You got these little sticky sheets down?
Well, before we found out how big this guy was, we tried the sticky traps where, you know, you got the little peanut butter, you put it in the middle of this little piece of cardboard that's covered with sticky stuff, and a rat walks on it, or actually a mouse walks on it because it's really made for mice, and he gets stuck and he can't get out, and then before you know it, you got a stuck-up dead mouse. It's pretty gross if you ask me.
And it's not made for Newfoundland-sized rats.
No, not at all.
So if you think you know how to get rid of a rat, 749-1444.
We got big things coming up. In about 20 minutes, we're going to be talking to Reggie McDaniels about his Everyday's People Entertainment Guide. And you won't want to miss that, trust me. Reggie McDaniels is a big star out west. So we'll be talking to him at about 11 o'clock. And we have some other guests standing by. So,
well, it's always heartbreaking whenever you have, you know, one of the friends of the show goes out of his way to bring a couple of guests to hang out, a couple of hopefully potential friends of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Mm-hmm.
But unfortunately, they needed to use the facilities as soon as they got here, so they're probably going to leave immediately.
Spider's here, and Spider's from?
Spider's here.
Oh, from Bristol.
Yeah, from Bristol. So you'll want to stay tuned for that. This is going to be wild. We'll be right back. Baby Talks Dirty on the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
To go to the bathroom and then leave.
Sweet thing.
Baby Talks Dirty. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number. Give us a call. We have some guests in the studio that would include Spider. Spider is the DJ at Bristol's. Bristol's is in what county?
Butler County.
Butler County.
Butler County.
And Heather and Tiffany are here, and you guys are entertainers at Bristol's.
Yeah.
What is it that you do?
We dance to music, take our clothes off.
No. Really?
Walk around, act a little sexy.
Has anyone...
Say, hey, how you doing?
Has anybody been trying to shut down Bristol's lately? Because I know that the joint in Mount Carmel, I think it's called Rumors, every couple of weeks somebody tries to shut that place down.
Yeah, I don't think it's been recently on and off. It's been different organizations, different people, different, you know, causes and everything that think that it's a sin and they got to go and that kind of thing.
Is it a sin?
No, I don't think so.
I have not had the pleasure to frequent the establishment, but if you go to Bristol's, if I understand, you pay a small cover, and do they have drinks there?
You bring your own. It's BYO.
You can bring your own beer, whiskey?
Yeah, you can
bring a brown liquor.
Six-pack, you can bring a 12-pack, you could bring a fifth, a liter, a cooler.
So that ain't a bad deal. And then you
a keg.
And then you and some other young ladies will dance and take your clothes off. And
yeah, if you want us to.
I imagine it's mostly a male clientele you have there?
There are quite a few women. There are quite a few women that come in, you know, maybe once a week, once a month, once every 6 months, but there's a few women that come in.
Really? Do you like stripping?
Yeah, I do. I wouldn't do it if I didn't.
How long do you plan to strip?
I don't know yet. I don't know.
Are most of the guys that go there, because Butler County has kind of this redneck reputation, are most of the guys in Bristol's cool? And are they appreciative with the tip, or are they a bunch of just vicious cheapskates?
Well, I mean, there's all kinds. I mean, there's guys in there that aren't very appreciative of you, and they seem like, you know, they hate life, and they hate being there, and they hate their wives, and they hate whoever. But then you got, you know, your average guy that just comes in there to drink a beer and, you know, see a bright, smiling face, you know, somebody that's going to pay attention to him, be nice to him. You know, show them a little bit of attention, and then when they leave, they feel good. They feel a little bit better about their day.
You play volleyball and all that stuff out there? Are you one of those volleyballers?
Yeah, I have before. We don't do it a whole lot anymore. If we got special events going on and things like that, we'll go out and play volleyball.
Tetherball?
Volleyball.
But did you ever play tetherball?
When I was in elementary school.
What about trampolines? Do you guys have any trampolines?
No, but I wish we did.
Yeah, you should get a couple trampolines in that joint. That'd
mini
be pretty cool.
Mini
this is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you'd like to call in, heck, 45 minutes ago you had a chance to call in and talk to a real-life rock star. Now if you'd like to call in and talk to a real-life stripper or a DJ at a strip club, give us a call. The phone number is 749-1444. Lines are open, 74-91-444.
Do you have breast implants?
No, I don't.
Are you saving up to get them?
I haven't decided yet. I don't know if I want to stay in this business for that long. You know what I mean? Because that's something that you're going to have for the rest of your life. I mean, I think of it as a big decision. A lot of girls, if they have the money or the means or whatever to get them, I mean, they'll run right out tomorrow and get them. But
do the chicks with the bigger knockers seem to get more attention and more guys flocking around them out there?
Sometimes, I mean, I would say it's about 50-50 because a lot of guys don't like them. A lot of guys think,
what?
You know, eh, that's kind of weird, you know.
Well, I mean, hold on. They don't like big fake ones, or they don't like big ones?
They just don't like the fact that they're okay. Not real.
Okay.
They are real, but that they're augmentations.
Well, the real salt or whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I heard?
What?
I heard that there was this one supermodel. I don't remember her name. Maybe she was a Playboy centerfold or something. But she had, like, lip implants, right? You can get them in your lips as well as, you know, in your knockers, which I think is kind of weird anyway, but you can get to have bigger, fuller lips. Well, the girl gets on an airplane, right, goes to a high altitude, I don't know, she's 40, 50,000 feet up, hell, she's as high as a space shuttle, I don't know, and boom, next thing you know, her face is bleeding, her lips are exploding. So if you can take advice from a little late-night talk show host like me, don't get them, because you don't want to, like, you know, someday you may take an airplane ride, go to California or Boston.
But there's a risk involved in just about anything.
Well, yeah.
You take a risk every time you leave your house and get in your car.
Yeah, but regular everyday breasts aren't going to explode just from getting in a helicopter.
There's very few girls. I know probably over 50 women that have breast implants, and there's very few women that have problems. And the girls that I have seen that have had problems, they don't take care of themselves, and they probably are doing a lot of drugs.
Right. So
and therefore, that slows down their healing when the implant in their body.
I thought they weren't keeping up the maintenance. Like when you got your fake titties, they gave you like a maintenance sheet or something. You had to change the fluids.
No.
You had to change the fluids, do you?
No.
You know what I saw on Entertainment Tonight once? I saw that this girl, she wanted to look like Pamela Anderson or something, right? So she gets these fake breasts. The next thing you know, they're leaking, and she gets these streaks down her stomach and everything. She looks like the Bride of Frankenstein, right? So if you want to stay in your business, you don't want to look like the Bride of Frankenstein. Just keep what you got. The good God gave you some nice ones, if you ask me, so just keep them and you look all right.
Yeah, well, God isn't really so kind all the time to everybody, you know what I mean?
But you guys,
He only blesses a few people.
Hey, if you ask me, you're perfectly blessed. You don't have to worry about a thing.
Yeah,
you're
hot.
Of you. Yeah, you guys are hot. Don't worry about it. You don't have a damn thing to worry about.
We're talking to Tiffany, and Heather's kind of shy. They're both from Bristol. Spider's in the house. He's the DJ out there. How's Spider working out? Is he good? Doing a good job playing the tunes?
Yeah, he's doing a good job. And
do you get sick of hearing Pussy Control every night?
Oh my God!
You have to hear that song every night.
Actually, it's the "You Gotta Lick It Before You Kick It" song that drives me crazy. I have no idea.
Lick it before you kick it.
I have no idea, but it drives me up a wall. I hate that song.
Hey, can you do the pole tricks? Can you like climb a pole and come back down and like spin around on the pole and do all the pole tricks stuff?
Well, I dabble a little, but it's kind of dangerous.
Practice that. Do you go in early and have to practice that?
Some, if you want to.
Okay, I guess that's what the tetherball would come in handy for.
Yeah.
Through playing, you could.
Sometimes,
spin
I mean,
pole.
You I don't know. That's it. It.
You
could
get hurt doing
strenuous.
That. You could get hurt.
Yeah.
You get hurt bad.
Yeah. I hurt my back doing that one time.
On the
it
pole?
Was. It was not good. Yeah, it was not good. Not
this
good
is the Chris
all.
And Rob Late Night Talk Show. If you want to call in, 749-1444. Tell me something, Tiffany. I've never taken off my clothes in public, nor have I really come close to it, except for when I was drunk once. But how did you get involved in the business, and how did you feel the first time you actually exposed your body to a bunch of ravenous males?
Were you
a little nervous?
I was drunker than a monkey.
I would think that'd be the only way you'd get through it the first time.
I was drunker than a monkey. The first time, the first few times, was I was really nervous, and actually, then when I would go out onto the stage and people would start to look at me, I'd be like, well, why are they looking at me? You know, why are they looking at me like that? And now if I go out there and they don't look at me, I'm like, well, what's wrong with me? Why aren't they looking? You know, it just, I mean, you get over the shyness and you get over your inhibitions and you get over your, you know, the shyness about being naked and being exposed.
Do you feel weird grabbing your boobies on stage and stuff? I mean, it's one thing
sometimes
just to be naked dancing around, but then sometimes you go, wow.
Sometimes
like
I do.
Like you're doing right now, it's pretty cool.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes you'll catch people looking at you like, what are you doing? What's wrong with you? Are you masturbating? Is that it?
Well, do you ever catch guys masturbating there in the club?
I think, well, I've never actually witnessed it myself, but I've heard rumors that they've caught.
You've seen it?
Yeah.
Tiffany, you've seen it? Have you
inspired
it?
That's Heather.
Heather.
Pass the mic to Heather. It's her turn to talk.
I've never actually witnessed it, but I've heard many, many rumors and, you know.
Can you do the touchy thing, the lap dancing and the table dancing and all that stuff?
Well, a little.
Say no.
No.
The answer's no.
No. No. I mean, not in Ohio. I mean, you know, we have to keep everything in good taste. You know, we try to, you know, keep things in line. You know, a lot of guys get a little wild and little.
Well, what's the wildest thing that ever happened that, or maybe if somebody had to get kicked out, does anything ever go over the edge?
Yeah, actually, when I was in Indianapolis one night, and I seen things go over the edge.
Were you working or just, like, checking out the competition?
I was working, and I was sitting at a table with a couple of guys, and it happened way across the bar, and it was a big fight, and I thought, you know, the cops were going to come in and have to take like 20 people to jail. It was pretty wild. I've seen worse fights. I've seen, you know, worse goings on and everything at regular bars.
Yeah, but what's the weirdest thing?
We weren't talking about fights.
No, I'm sure we got guys.
The weirdest thing that ever happened to me.
Guys say, come on, let me see your boobs or let me see your butt. But does any guy like say, hey, let me see your
You mean
ankle.
Sicko perverts?
Yeah, let me see it. Let me.
I had a guy ask me
face.
If I'd pee in a glass for him and let him take it home one time.
Did you?
I couldn't do it, though. I couldn't do it. I just had a real bad feeling about some stranger out in the world with my urine in the cup. I just couldn't handle it.
That's what you got to do sometimes if you want to get a job at a Fortune 500 company.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I don't think so. No.
You wouldn't do it? Would you have done it?
No.
Heather, would you have done it?
No.
What about you, Spider? Would you have done it?
Would you feed in a cup for a guy?
I'll never.
For a Fortune 500 cup.
No, I would never pee in a cup. I'll never pee in a cup. The only test they'll get from me is a taste test.
What's a taste test?
Well,
is that cool?
It's self-explanatory, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
god. I'm out of the loop. I'm out of the strip club loop.
I don't know if this is a strip club song or not. You tell me.
Hey, party people! It's Drew's famous dance party favorite. Are you two?
Now, they don't play this hot, hot, hot song anymore. This is real 1984, isn't it?
Yeah. No, what's that? That was like late 80s.
1988. Either way, it's pretty passe, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did they used to play this song? You said you used to work at Rumors.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Does that play
I worked there before they went nude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, before when they had alcohol.
Back when they were respectable.
Yeah.